You may proceed.
Thank you. Here once again on a disciplinary matter involving Attorney William Gast, Omaha. This court is unfortunately very familiar with Mr. Gast and his earlier representation in the case of State of Florida Department of Insurance versus Countrywide Truck, and then the disciplinary case of Mr. Gast, I'll call Gast 1, his temporary suspension issued by this court, and now these formal charges that are formal charges were filed against Mr. Gast on March 24, 2017. It consists of two counts, the first count being that while his license was administratively suspended, he engaged in the unauthorized practice of law. And count two is that while representing the defendants in the Countrywide Truck insurance case, he filed frivolous pleadings in the district court.
Counsel, the present allegations, the part about unauthorized practice of law or practicing during suspension, that's unrelated to the last disciplinary case that we issued last year.
That's correct.
Okay. Are you recommending concurrent indefinite suspension or consecutive?
Consecutive. Well, if I'm not mistaken, the court in Gast 1 issued a one-year suspension, retroactive to March 3.
Correct.
And so he would, that suspension would end in March 2018. I believe case law would support a finding of this court that the appropriate sanction ought to be an indefinite suspension of no less than 1 year, beginning on March 3rd, 2018, tacked on to the current one-year suspension he's under. The difficulty is the court has recognized in multiple cases where a lawyer just doesn't participate. Mr. Gast did not respond to the initial grievance filed against him. He didn't file an answer to the formal charges. He didn't file an answer to the cause. Earlier than that, and now he has not filed a brief and he has not attended. So we don't know why Mr. Gast fell off the rails. An attorney of some success and skill in his earlier practice, I have no doubt of that. What happened to him in 2014, 2015, we don't know. Because in the first disciplinary matter, that really wasn't raised as an issue, although he was close to it because he was suffering from something. Brother-in-law got involved and went ahead and had a hearing. Now I don't know what's happened to Mr. Gast. Been unresponsive. Could this court disbar him? Yes, it could issue a disbarment order. But I believe the precedent in these kinds of cases, and Mr. Sutton is an example, is that we just don't know whether he's fit to practice law right now or whether he'll be fit to practice law in the future. If an indefinite suspension gives him an opportunity sometime in the future to come forward and say, here's what my problem was, here's why I failed to participate in these earlier disciplinary matters, I've overcome that disability and I'm ready to answer for my misconduct, but I would like to practice law again. The only significant difference that I see is that an indefinite suspension would allow him to make that argument sooner than a disbarment order. If this court issues a disbarment order, as soon as he can come back and ask for reinstatement, 5 years. If this court issues an indefinite suspension, even if it's a minimum of 1 year, act on to the current suspension. That's a much sooner window of opportunity for Mr. Gast to come back. I'm not suggesting that he should or could. I'm just saying that that's the only real difference that this court can offer Mr. Gast is a temporary indefinite suspension means that he can apply sooner. Disbarment means he has to wait 5 years. The burden, I think, is going to be the same on Mr. Gast either way. when he seeks, if he seeks reinstatement, he's going to have to answer why he did what he did, why he failed to be responsive to our office, failed to be responsive to the court, and is there a mitigating factor that overcomes these failings on his part? So I would suggest that an appropriate sanction is to enter an indefinite suspension with a minimum of 1 year to commence at the end of his current 1 year suspension, which would be March 3 of 2018. There's precedent that say a disbarment would be okay, but I think there's more precedent that says indefinite suspension. Yes?
You just are confusing me a little bit about the math on the prior suspension.
Sorry.
It's a one. It was a one-year suspension?
Yes, sir.
And it was retroactive to March 2016?
No.
That's okay, that's where you lost
17. I'm sorry, if I said 16, I misspoke. When the decision came out, which date it was, the decision came out in GAS 1 on May 19, 2017, but it said the one-year suspension was retroactive to March 3 of 2017.
Okay.
I'm not sure why it was retroactive. There's no request by anybody for that.
Had he been suspended?
But he was also temporarily suspended at that time. During the original oral argument, the first oral argument, he was under a suspension anyway. So it's...
I'm straight on the math now.
Okay,
I think.
Sorry. So yes, that would mean a total of 2 years of for sure suspension, the door being open perhaps after March 18th, an application. But certainly the burden will be on Mr. Yance to address all the issues currently before the court and any new ones. Unless the court has other questions, I think this matter is ripe for a decision. Ask that you enter a suspension, indefinite suspension, 1 year minimum term, beginning March 3.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There anybody here today on behalf of Mr. Gast? Don't see anyone. We will go on to the next case of the day.